You're listening to SBS News.
The vote for Britain to leave the European Union virtually handed Theresa May Britain's prime ministership. But the misadventures since, as Britain tries to actually leave the bloc, have nearly cost her the job. Now, Ms. May, recognising both political reality and public displeasure, admits Brexit will not go ahead as scheduled on the 30th of March.
This delay is a matter of great personal regret for me. And of this I am absolutely sure you, the public, have had enough. You're tired of the infighting, you're tired of the political games and the arcane procedural rows, tired of MPs talking about nothing else but Brexit.
Amidst that admission, though, a small win for Britain's beleaguered leader. She has written to European Council President Donald Tusk, requesting an extension of the Brexit deadline to the 30th of June. Mr. Tusk has accepted, but on one very big condition.
In the light of the consultations that I have conducted over the past days, I believe that a short extension will be possible. But it will be conditional on a positive vote on the withdrawal agreement in the House of Commons. The question remains open as to the duration of such an extension.
Given Ms. May's withdrawal agreement has been rejected comprehensively twice in the House of Commons, getting such a positive vote will be a challenge. That's especially in the case of opposition that comes from multiple places, both within her own party as well as from other parties. And it seems frequently one faction that is opposed to her accuses her of being too generous to another faction that is opposed to her. It was typified in the House of Commons, where Ms. May's Conservative Party only has confidence and supply due to a coalition with a minor party from Northern Ireland, by this barbed question asked of Ms. May by Scottish National Party MP Pete Wishart.
She has once again cravenly caved in to her hard Brexiteers and will now only seek a short extension to Article 50, contrary to the expressed will of this House. When will she develop a backbone and stand up to those that would take this nation to disaster? And as one of her ministers said this morning, referencing another feeble Prime Minister, weak, weak, weak.
Yeah. The opposition Labour Party has gone so far as accusing Ms. May of what it deems to be blackmail, bullying and bribery in trying to get her Brexit deal through Parliament. Ms. May hasn't said when the vote in the House of Commons will be, but it's widely assumed to be next week. Nevertheless, in a live address to the nation, Ms. May has attempted to put the pressure back on those who have so far rejected her Brexit deal.
Do they want to leave the EU with a deal which delivers on the result of the referendum, that takes back control of our money, borders and laws while protecting jobs and our national security? Do they want to leave without a deal? Or do they not want to leave at all, causing potentially irreparable damage to public trust, not just in this generation of politicians, but to our entire democratic process? It is high time we made a decision.
Ms. May has made clear, although she is seeking an extension for Brexit, she won't seek another one or a longer one. In her address to the nation, she set out why.
I am not prepared to delay Brexit any further than the 30th of June. Some argue that I'm making the wrong choice, and I should ask for a longer extension to the end of the year or beyond, to give more time for politicians to argue over the way forward. That would mean asking you to vote in European elections nearly 3 years after our country decided to leave. What kind of message would that send? And just how bitter and divisive would that election campaign be?
Ms. May has also again rejected the prospect of a second referendum on Brexit, an option the Labour Party has embraced. Even after the latest events, Britain still risks exiting the European Union without a deal, a so-called no-deal Brexit. This is widely assumed to be a scenario that would bring chaos, particularly in terms of the economy. But, as far as British politics is concerned, the chaos is already well and truly underway. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.